Without further ado, great to see you, Emily. Nice one, girl, and take it away.
Yeah, thank you so much for being here, and thank you to Paul for inviting me, because it has been like a long time dream come true to be a featured poet here, and to read with James Harper too, such a talented poet and gentleman. And maybe the theme tonight that is unknown but exists is that this is a night of boarding school poets, because both James and I went to boarding school. And reading that about leaving Ireland in 2015, I'm like, why did I do that again? No idea why I left, but I'm here in the States, and it's such an honor to be here with you all. This last year has been a lot of transitions around loss, and my mom passed away last spring. And then this coming spring, I'm going to have my first child. So the poems I've selected sort of, bounce around and blend those themes of like loss and grief, hope, rebirth, looking back. So just to give you an idea of where we're going here. This first poem is titled Sonogram Vision. Somehow moonlight in my womb catches you. Breath on a mirror, breach. Feet pressing craters on my bladder. Wand on my belly. Sniffs out your right arm and right hand in a calligraphy of smoke. Behind my eyes appear two gibbous moons. The right shoulders of a 10-year-old boy. Arms missing, swallowed by bombs in Gaza. Arms grow out of heart cells, the wand holder says, as she searches for your left arm in so much gray rubble and finds a fist. Open, I pray. I must know how many fingers your heart has sprouted. One, two, three, four, thumb. Wow, 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 called your heart, echoing my thoughts at 150 beats per minute last month. Now, whoa, 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 are you less in awe? Your skull and profile grins. Scratch my chin, mama, I hear the other boy plead. Please, not now. I'm looking for my son's arm. Come to me when my love does not hold my hand. His eyes full of hope. Come to me when I'm alone, driving a road I know like the back steps of my teeth, when I'm at a computer and can send money from within my country that sends arms. How did you even find me? In love, I cease to exist. Dry my eyes, mama. I can't. I'm a tree. My branches full of tinsel bones. And my boy lying on his arm, finally, his left arm, a wick of dynamite lit from within. Thanks. And I should say, if it's up to me, he will get a good Irish name, Oisin. I have anything to say about it, which I should have, especially after the birth. All right, loss medicine. This is something from my childhood. I have like a series of poems all about the wasp and how that the wasp changes like symbolism and meaning throughout the series, from like something to be afraid of, and it represented my stepdad or my anger, my mom's, and then becomes like a symbol of like resilience, transformation. This is just one part of that much longer poem called Wasp Medicine. You stumble through my bedroom, air made choppy by these hands, trembling under a pale blue blanket. I hold breath like holding in an answer and try slipping out of this house through a slit in my body. You interrupt, tap, 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 insist you're heard, looking for a way out too. Knock fake wood panels, peck yourself hello, goodbye, in the mirror. Pretend to ignore me. I should be at school, where Miss Benson erases a new vocab word. Incognito floats into my hair as white dust. For once, I don't duck or hide from the way you beat walls, glass, your body. Tap, tap, tap. You come round when it's quiet, not like those June bugs and moths who come in with cops, stomping through their questions, calling mom, ma'am, as in, ma'am, we ain't gonna tell you again. Sit down and shut up. They ignore me, keep their eyes down, look sorry as they wait for Jerry to tie his boots and pat his back like he's done a good job. Come on, buddy. You're a wasp, a loose nail. Why don't you stagger in on the crash of his hammer into the face of both TVs? I know you could land on his hand holding scissors over my sister Laura's head and my head and sting his other hand that locks mom on the other side of a door. You could churn an angry bullet in his mouth before he spits the word bitches, but you don't. I come closer, not too close, stand in the middle of a brown carpet to watch you crawl up the window. Your legs tickle the ribs of his barn. Your stinger drags across a mud-chipped sow, and you rise out of his rusted burn barrel that he feeds plastic just to piss off mom. But she's pretty much blind to it since he's burned her address books, old letters, Papa Ben's baby photo. Your body, your beating body is a search for a weakness, an opening. If I extend my arm, I could graze a wing and then maybe touch the first wasp that welcomed us here that May 2 years ago. There's no escaping. You were a warning bolt. My sister's scream when we walked around his pool's rim. I never saw you, swallowed by her hair. I reached for whatever I could find, a screwdriver. I didn't know what made her scream. I'd never seen a wasp before. We lived in St. Louis on Bloom, where I accidentally stepped on the baby tongues of slugs outside our red door. I even tried to save a worm from a robin. But that was before Jerry. He knew a wasp before he saw one and pushed Laura. Her hair spread like branches of a winter elm. In 6 feet of fluid sky, she was still, silent, could have been dead. Clouds caught in her hair, and you, seed of lightning, nowhere to be seen. This next poem is titled Bedside Jeweler's Loop. I didn't know what that was, Jeweler's Loop was, till a few years ago. So just to give you an idea, if you don't know, it's just the, you know, that small magnifying glass. The jewelers used to look at like gems and precious stones. Bedside Jeweler's Loop. In bed, touching, I want your umami tongue sliding up my wrist, my teeth helping your zipper retreat, but you take my hand, weigh it down under a nickel-sized magnifying glass, and your gaze. This is sacred, I remind myself, the way a diamond feels. Self-conscious, this close, my hand an aging diary. Am I ready for you to read what I don't want to face? my mom's hand from 20 years ago, how I noticed for the first time her square palm was like mine when we held hands in bed. One blessed night, my stepdad was a trucker. What is sacred? Your face so close to my fingers, you must smell the elephant garlic we undressed tonight. Under my bitten nails, my clitoris, shrimpy. This morning, I went to the well of myself with an image of you, my love on top. Now you've landed on the planet of my eye. I almost pull away. Too close, I scream inside. How absurd. I've glanced over my shoulder to watch you stuff yourself inside me, a spaceship you enter through a mouse hole. I'm afraid you'll see my wrinkles and worse, the ways I tried to hide them, a sediment of creams. Of course you've noticed. When? I'm not brave enough to ask. What if you say the day we met, or sadder yet, what wrinkles? Green, you say. You find my brown irises flecked with moss. I never knew. Show me more. I take your jeweler's loop, hold it to your eye. I know this place. Home of fairies, my mom named a ring of cedar trees. As a child, I went looking and found fur and bones. Is this why you've always been familiar? I could kiss you, but first, I rest in the sling of your skin, between thumb and forefinger. To touch, you're a smooth ray of aloe, but under this lens, a desert. I lie in your cracks, panting. It's dirty, you warn, when I take hold of your hair. Good, let me see the grease of you. Black is creation. I tremble, raising a single strand. The antenna of a wasp I shook in a jar as a child to watch it break. It wouldn't break. I want to chew the buttons off your shirt. The first time you undressed, for me, you stopped to confess. I'm insecure about this. So I kiss those shadows of healing. On your chest, this is not a mole, but a tropical island where your three hermigos sprout like palm trees. I bend their hot tips to meet like wires. My engine revs. I fall back into your lap, laughing. Let's keep going. I have so much to show and tell. Look in my belly button. The girl I was lives in that open cave, wears sweaters of lint, remembers knocking at mom's door. No answer. My old fear of closed doors makes me cry at the thought of you leaving or not answering my call, or any wall between us, even glass. What is sacred, I remind myself. Up my nose is a swamp, not a clean, organized kitchen you'd prefer. I bury ugly things here, but still they float like gators with butcher knives stuck in their heads. Here I am waking and falling back to sleep as Danny Boy smothers mom's sobs, some nights after Uncle Jeff's death. Here I'm waking and falling asleep to my sister crying. Her fiance pushed her out, then locked the door and shot a bullet through the roof of his mouth. Will I sleep through your cries? I have such good practice. If we listen, we could hear the blades of our pubic hair click together. I've heard ears are the dirtiest. Grandma Leela would wash potatoes out of my ears, and I'd stare at the crack in her tongue and wonder if all liars have cracks in their tongues. Do you see all the candles in my ears I lit for a shower with you? No, not for sex, for praying. Thank us, thank us, thank us. Thank you. This next poem, this was written during COVID, and it seemed like it's sort of captures that essence of like beginnings, sparking new possibilities, which I think is like very fitting for this time with Oveil and transitioning into Oveil, Goveil, which is, I like that that new title, but when the cord that ties us stretches beyond our vision and rises up in the road like a cobra, ready to spit at the wind that will carry it away, let it be used for good. A tight rope for ants to carry blossoms over busy roads. A double knot in old sneakers hanging from a power line so that when they fall, they hit the ground running together. A bungee for baby birds. Fiber on a frayed cable of moonlight pulling the last ferry. A stitch in a patch of sun glow. Let it be found and spark memories of the gold thread of love. This is a longer poem about my mom when she had Alzheimer's, and she just loved O'Vale. She was a huge fan, and she's one of the reasons that I came out of my shell from that shy girl in the back, the very back under the map, and became part of the community. On the edge of mother and child. I wish I had inhaled love to all the cells of my body, breathed deeply to my belly, and exhaled morning doves from every tree before I entered the non-emergency medical transport van to wait for you. No, let me go further back. I wish I had tapped at your door, a morning dove's heavy-hearted whistle, signaling rain and a promise of new waters. I can barely believe. It's a beautiful day in South Carolina, according to recordings when I call about your Medicaid. Can you hear that, Mom? It's a beautiful day. We share a wall here at my sister's house, and this room I step into doesn't feel like yours, except the smells, your straw hat unraveling, smoke from cigarettes you bummed behind our backs, bits of the past in plastic tubs, sometimes stale piss, brightly serious, is Amber's ability to clear negative energy in jars hidden behind your bed. I wish I'd entered slowly, walked on my toes, careful to find you still dreaming, to see the shadow of something rare and wild, your face peaceful, so peaceful I brush your bangs off your forehead, touch peace. That would have nourished the child in us, the child in me that wants to stay in my room, daydreaming about my future soulmate, doesn't want to wake you for a neurology appointment or make you oatmeal. The child in you that wants to keep dreaming, who screams, I'm not going. I could have sat on the edge of your bed and watched you dream. That would have nourished the mother in us. The mother in me that yells, wake up, we're leaving in an hour, and stirs my heartaches into your breakfast. The mother in you that yells, shut the door, and rolls over to worry. What if I'd let you dream a little longer? Comb tangles from your hair with my long fingers you admire. What if I'd noticed how light catches in the ends of your hair like mine? You never liked how fine your hair is. Baby fine, you call it. What if I saw the glinting web of a golden orb weaver on your pillow? I'm such a child at this point, I don't worry about waking you. I slip my hand under your head. I've never felt you here at the base of your skull, the root of so much trouble. I wiggle my fingers to your scalp and those bones that feel like budding wings, occipital points, and massage in a spiral of time. Can you feel that, Mom? Tension, no time, leave your body. With my free hand, I circle your face, the way you traced my baby brother's face, little Jeff's, more than 20 years ago, with your index finger and half whisper and coo, the way morning doves do. The moon goes round and round. He has pretty eyes, pretty nose, pretty mouth. Wake up to this memory of your son and the reality of your daughter, feeling through your web, releasing tension. Let go. No longer is your face the face you thought was too long. Your face is the moon. Mom, I weigh the moon, your head in my hands. Which is heavier, your dreaming head or waking head? You have more locked in gray plastic tubs and dreams. Your brothers are still alive, Papa Ben alive. You have all your teeth, our house on Bloom. You walk through your Grandma Yunker's bungalow in U City, the big brick one, and Grandma Jetty's itty bitty one. You do grand jetas with Uncle Jeff through London Gardens, and George Harrison walks up and plucks a bouquet from your hands at Cracker Box Palace. There is no end to your dreams. I wish I could hold all your past. The present is so heavy. Place your head back on the pillow and ask about your dreams, since that is what a child and a mother would ask. You say you were dreaming with, you were dancing with a young man. What did you wear? You can't remember, and this reminds me that we must be at Memorial by one. But the child in me knows we have all the time in the world for dancing. You taught me to turn my toes out, bend at the knees, count in French, un, deux, trois, before jumping into your arms. My mother is back from dancing like when you came home from a Bob Dylan concert, early in the morning, but too late to make us pancakes. You invited Bob Dylan for breakfast you never made, and I named my Ken doll Bob Dylan. What's this young man's name, I ask. Not in a motherly way, worried about your safety, but like your daughter who wants you to stay away from men like Jerry. I never saw you dance with my stepdad except in a survival ballet of blood and screaming. The child in me can't unsee. Now when I sit on the edge of mother and child, I hear those doves unpacking clouds with sad talk from their mother of pearl throats. They call down rain, and I'm afraid we'll be late, afraid I've already missed the chance to hold you. I never asked if you wanted to go. How would a child ask? You want more sky in your head? I can't listen now. The medical transport van will drive off. We'll miss the doctor, miss learning how to keep the space between your brain and skull from growing.
We have time there for about one more, Emily. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just have one more, a short one. This is titled First Wonder. When you reach for me, you offer a secret, a small sorrel mole in the crook of your arm. Mo, Mo, you let me touch. Mo, Mo, I live, circling a moon and day, sun and night. Thank you.